This is Sound Ideas. I'm Willis Kern, and with us in the studio is Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner, who typically joins us on Tuesdays following city council meetings. Mayor Renner, thanks for reworking your schedule this week to accommodate our water series.
Great to be here, Willis. Thank you.
You heard Water Department Director Bob Yale and others say Lake Bloomington was meant for small houses or cabins, and people are increasingly putting up these really larger homes. In fact, there is no housing development at all along Lake Evergreen, Bloomington's other water source. Should Bloomington consider putting a moratorium on the large homes that are being built or rebuilt at Lake Bloomington?
Well, I think that that's certainly something that needs to be absolutely considered. But as if we can figure out a solution, a long-term solution, where maybe we do have, as Judy Valente talked about, you know, possible clusters, or that we have a more aggressive monitoring system to ensure that the septic systems of the homes that are put out there do not fail, then I think that's important. Another issue, I would say, you know, I've talked about regional water supply since I was on my county board days. I think it's really critical for us to understand that the main means by which we ensure we're not held hostage to droughts or other problems like that is to tap into the Mahomet Aquifer as Normal has done. And we can't do so within the city limits of Bloomington. We need to work out something very likely with some of the western McLean County townships. So that's what I favor us really keeping the big picture. Some things we can do on the ground now or in the short to midterm, but long term, we need to tap into the Mahomet Aquifer.
Back to the Lake Bloomington situation. Septic systems put into homes after January of 2014 will get inspected on a more regular basis, as you heard in the piece that we just aired. But right now, the older systems, the kind that are more likely to have problems, are only checked when a house is sold, put under a new lease, or there's some sort of an obvious problem like a major sewage backup. So why not increase the number of inspections right now on these existing systems?
Well, I think that that would be a very good idea. Yeah, I think that that's absolutely something we should work with and work with the county health department to try to do something like that, and the residents. Again, the city of Bloomington owns the property. They rent their property from the city of Bloomington. And so we own the land technically around our water supply, in spite of the fact that people have now built, as you know, not just small cabins out there.
Right now, the homeowners, as you heard, are on an honor system to inspect their septic systems and make sure they're not polluting the lake. But you heard the sociologist from ISU, Joan Brain, talk about just 5% of people are aware whether or not they have a septic system or not. So isn't that a bit risky to put the homeowners on the honor system like this?
I think it's terribly risky. Yeah, I mean, it only takes a few people who do not comply to cause potential serious problems. But, you know, the thing that we also do have to realize at the end of the day, you know, Bloomington's water is a very good quality. We're way below EPA standards on, you know, all of the metrics. So in the short term, I want to ensure people that we have very safe drinking water in the city of Bloomington. We want to keep it that way. And I think as long as we're dependent on Lake Bloomington for our water, and in the short term, maybe midterm, we still are, then we should absolutely take some affirmative steps. And I'm really happy that GLT and Judy Valente went through and dug through this. It's very important public education.
Could one of those affirmative steps be to embark on a study to determine definitively what amounts of nutrients from effluent are coming out of the septic systems that might be getting into the lake?
Absolutely. I don't see why that should be absolutely a logical step.
How realistic is it that Bloomington would begin to connect the homes around Lake Bloomington to a public sewer system? That was an option that was talked about in the report.
Well, obviously, that would be much more costly for the residents because the city of Bloomington is not going to foot the bill. They're not residents of the city of Bloomington. They don't pay Bloomington taxes. They pay an extremely nominal amount of money for rent for the property, the ground. So they would have to pay for it themselves.
Does it make sense to tie the size of the septic system a home has to the number of bedrooms? You heard that mentioned in the report, that can sometimes kind of cloud the picture a little bit when you talk about the size of these buildings. Technically, if they aren't bedrooms, then they don't fall under the purview of certain forms of the code. People are building these large homes, and yet lots more people live in these homes and conceivably contribute more waste and effluent into the system.
Well, you know, I do understand the logic of the bedroom metric, but I think if we have a longer term, by longer term, you know, I would say short to midterm solution, that we have more regular inspections, then I think if they come through and they have a pooled system or clusters of systems, maybe we'll be all right.
There's only a finite amount of land around the lake, and if people need to put in larger septic systems, they might not have enough space to put in the sand filters or the rock
that
trenches.
That's absolutely the case, yes.
What do these people do?
Well, whatever I think what they would need to do at that point is to recognize that they're going to need to form a cluster, or they're going to need to have what might be closer to a city type of sewage disposal system, and that's going to cost them money. So, you know, at the end of the day, this is one of those issues that was not planned. This is situations that was not planned, and there are possible problems for the quality of life of the people living there, as well as the citizens of Bloomington who depend on Lake Bloomington for their drinking water.
Bloomington, you mentioned the Mahomet Aquifer earlier, and Bloomington tapping into that water source goes back really two or three mayorships ago, back to the Markowitz era.
Absolutely.
I can remember talk about the Mahomet Aquifer and Bloomington possibly tapping that as a source. How can we get from point A to point B with that's more of a reality? Is it going to take a disaster or some sort of emergency?
I hope it doesn't take a disaster or some sort of emergency. But, I mean, at this point, the city of Bloomington, certainly, and the town of Normal already taps into the Mahomet Aquifer. City of Bloomington certainly needs to renegotiate, perhaps, with some of the western townships in McLean County and figure out, a longer-term solution